Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
VentureLife is an international self-care company. It's founded in 2010 by myself and my colleague Sharon Collins. We sell products around the globe for the self-care market. The market where you would go to a pharmacy or a grocery multiple, choose the product yourself, pay for it yourself, and treat yourself. And it works in that demographic of the ever-increasing population who need to take care of their own healthcare. We sell directly in the UK to pharmacies such as Boots, Superdrug, Lloyds, also to grocery multiples such as Tesco's, Sainsbury's, and also Amazon and Ocado online. We have over 100 employees in the company, head office in London, and our manufacturing development facility just north of Milan in Italy. We can take the products right from innovation through development, manufacture, and commercialization. And our focus is to continue to grow our global footprint, to put more products into that with innovation, and also to acquire further products. Our business model is vertically integrated, so we go right from innovation through to commercialization of the product. In the UK, that means selling direct to the bigger retailers. Internationally, it means selling to partners who then sell to pharmacies and grocery multiples. So we can innovate, create, develop, formulate, and then tech transfer a product right through to full-scale manufacturing. At the moment, about a third of our revenues are sold under our own brands, brands such as Dental and Ultradex. And two-thirds are sold under customers' brands. The process that we develop products and manufacture is the same for both, but we make better margins when it's sold under our own brands. Where we are in our business life at the moment is to utilise the spare capacity that we have, which is quite significant, to put more products through our pipeline and to acquire more products and to grow the revenues of the business, which will deliver more profitability straight through to the bottom line. We operate in the consumer self-care market, and that's the market where consumers have to make a choice about their own healthcare, go to a pharmacy or a grocery multiple, choose the product, pay for the product, and treat themselves. And you'll see the big players in the market creating joint ventures. We've seen a recent one with GSK and Pfizer, where they're looking to exploit this market, where consumers have greater choice in the product. Also, the pricing's not controlled by the governments. The pricing is free to set by the companies. And the consumers need to know what's in the product. They need to understand the product. It's a big growing market because it's dominated by the aging population. People are living longer and needed to look after their own healthcare. And particularly as government budgets are cut and they have to fund their healthcare themselves. So it's a very interesting market space for us and a growing market space. The strategy for growth for our business is to grow the profits at the bottom line by growing the revenues at the top line. We have a setup at the moment with our operations where we're running at quite significant undercapacity. So we have the capacity to put many more products through our operational structure, and the majority of the gross margin from those revenues will fall to the bottom line. So we'll have accelerating bottom line profitability. And the way we grow our top line revenues is through a combination of methods. The first is to have our partners who currently sell the products continue to grow those revenues in the market by marketing and pushing our products forward. We develop new products to go into those markets as well, which generate new revenue streams. And also we look to acquire interesting, unloved products where we think we can apply our expertise and our knowledge to put those into global markets and to grow the revenues there. We're a profitable and cash generative business, and we have significant capacity in our operations to put more revenues through. The benefit of greater revenues is that generates gross profit, and that gross profit substantially drops through to the bottom line because of the operational gearing that we have. So the investment case is for us to grow our revenues by partnering to more partners, by generating new innovative products, which we also partner out and sell, and also for acquiring interesting unloved assets, which we can leverage through our business. We have significant cash reserves that will enable us to buy such assets at the moment. And the combination of all of this, we aim to grow the revenues at the top line of our business. This will generate increased gross profit, the majority of which will fall through to the bottom line and accelerate our profitability and our cash generation.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.